Good evening. This is Brooks Gillespie here again in Omaha, Nebraska, to discuss three more phrasal verbs. It's kind of a chilly day here in Nebraska. I'm wearing my hooded sweatshirt to feel a little bit warmer. These are the three phrasal verbs that we're going to talk about today. Come up with is the first one, get along, and look forward to. And we're going to start with the most complicated one. I think the most complicated one is come up with. Now, oftentimes, I think when we're talking about phrasal verbs, it's good to have kind of a literal picture in our mind to help us understand the more figurative way the phrasal verb is used. For instance, come up with. I was picturing myself at a lake out in the country. I'm at a lake. And I'm going to go retrieve something from the water. Let's just say that there are some really beautiful rocks that I know are at the bottom of this lake. So I'm going to dive into the water, and then I'm going to grab the rocks, and then I'm going to come back to the surface. I'm going to come up to the surface with these rocks. And that's kind of a good visual for understanding this particular expression, come up with. When we use it, we're talking about finding a solution or creating an idea, something like that. There are three different definitions for come up with. The first one, it does have to do with inventing, creating, thinking of something, getting an idea in our head about something. And the sentence I came up with was, oh, I just used it. I came up with a sentence. For this very lesson, I had to come up with an idea. I had to come up with all of these sentences and examples. The first one that I wrote was, I hope the creators of this course can continue to come up with more phrasal verbs for us to study. Do you see how we use that there? It's coming up with an idea, being creative. Another way that we can use come up with is finding a solution or an explanation for something. For example, you need to come up with a better excuse than my dog ate my homework if you want me to give you more time to complete your assignment. In this case, we were coming up with an explanation. We were trying to think of an explanation that we were going to give the teacher for why we didn't do the homework. And the teacher did not think that the student came up with a very good idea. And a third way that we use come up with is kind of to gather together something. Here's an example. If I can't come up with enough money by Friday to pay the light bill, they will cut our electricity. So in this case, we have to gather, we have to accumulate money to pay the bill. We have to come up with enough money to pay the bill. So those are our examples of come up with. Now, the next phrasal verb that we have is to get along. And again, we're going to talk about like a literal image in our head of getting along. A road or a street is kind of long, right? And as we're going down the street, we are getting along. We're making progress. So, to get from point A to point B is to get along, kind of. Now, the first and probably most common way that we use get along is when we're talking about harmony, people working together well, people living harmoniously with each other. And we can use it positively or negatively. And here's a positive example of get along. I get along really well with all of my relatives, thank goodness. So in other words, I don't fight with my mother-in-law. I don't hate my brother. I get along with my relatives. So there's this harmony. We're going down the road together as a group in unison. We often use this negatively when we talk about not having harmony. I have one coworker that I can't get along with because he always wants to argue about politics. And as I'm sure many of you can imagine, talking about politics is a good way to create friction. And when people disagree about politics, they often can't get along with each other very well. Now, to get along can also mean to leave a place. Again, that whole image of the road. I'm here and I need to go there. So we need to get along. We need to go away. Imagine you came over to my house for dinner and you'd been here for several hours. And I think that you have been here long enough. I might say, well, you had better be getting along now. Meaning to leave. Or another sentence I came up with is, you'd better be getting along now. Your plane is leaving in just 3 hours. So it has to do with leaving, going down the path, coming from here, going to there. So get along. And one other, not quite as common, but very useful use of this phrasal verb is to get along in years means to get older. So I might say that my parents are getting along in years. They're getting up there. They're getting older as time passes. The sentence I came up with is about one of my favorite actresses. She's passed away a few years ago. Her name was Jessica Tandy. Jessica Tandy was getting along in years before she finally won an Oscar. Okay, so now our final phrasal verb has a pretty straightforward, easy to understand definition. Look forward to. Look forward to. Again, imagine yourself in a physical space. You're walking down the road and you see what's coming up. You see what you are approaching. That is what you are looking forward to. And we use this expression a lot when we're talking about the future and our anticipation of the future. If we're really excited about something happening, we say that I am looking forward to it. If I say I'm really looking forward to going to school tomorrow, which that wasn't me when I was a student, but I'm really looking forward to retiring. It means it generally has a connotation of excitement, happiness, anticipation. And I will give you three sentences that I came up with for look forward to. I'm really looking forward to returning to Rio next January to show my daughter all the great attractions and natural wonders. And that's actually true. I do plan on taking my daughter to Rio. I'm really looking forward to it. You have no idea. I'm not looking forward to getting all four of my wisdom teeth pulled. They're still there. I'm 43 years old and they're still in my mouth. I am not looking forward to the day when the dentist has to remove those four wisdom teeth. I've been putting that off for years. Sometimes people get really depressed when they don't have anything fun or exciting to look forward to. Pretty straightforward. So that wraps up the phrasal verbs for this lesson. Now, I did something that I like to do. Oftentimes, I like to combine different elements of what I'm learning to come up with one sentence. So I actually wrote a sentence that uses all three of these phrasal verbs. And I said this to Paolo, who is the creator of content here at Mauro Vergara. I said, I'm really glad that you and I get along so well so that we can look forward to coming up with some really great ideas in the future for more phrasal verbs. Wrap your mind around that one. You may have to think about that sentence a little bit, but I used all three of those phrasal verbs in one sentence. So I think it's time to wrap this up. As always, it's been a pleasure. Happy studying.